Oh, where's my yeah boy? Fuck.
China.
Oh, there we go. Alright, fuck, I'm sorry. I'm not smooth with the you know what it's called, the soundboard. I'm not smooth with the soundboard. Alright, good morrow. Good morrow. That's what I used to say, good morning back in the olden days. Good morrow. Because everyone back then was dumb. And they didn't have iPhones and shit, so they're probably stupid. Because people without technology are stupid. I'm looking at you, third world. Idiots. No, I don't mean to be so aggressive. I don't know what's wrong with me. I thought today we could... I think we can do a mental health podcast. I want to do a mental health checkup on all my mates, all my friends out there. I want to check your mental health. And if you've got anything to say, just text me and I'll text you back going, don't be a fucking pussy, you gay. Feelings are for girls. So we're going to talk about mindfulness today. Yeah, that's the topic of today's podcast, is mindfulness. Mindfulness is a technique. Wait, we need some music for this. Okay, mindfulness. Mindfulness is a technique you can learn, which involves noticing what's happening in the present moment without judgment. Without judgment. You might take notice and be aware of your mind, body, and surroundings. The technique has roots in Buddhism, you know, like Dalai Lama, that sexy cunt, and meditation. You don't have to be spiritual or have any particular beliefs to try it. You don't even have to have any beliefs to fucking try it. How about that? How about that, motherfuckers? I don't know. It is just one of those days. I woke up with a hangover, and then I went to yoga, and I fucking stank. I don't give a fuck. Ask me to leave yoga, I'll be like, namaste. Wait, where's that? Yeah, I'm going to go to a show with no new material, so I thought maybe I'll just have a few beers. That's a good way to have material. Drink a couple of fucking beers. That'll get you, that launches me off. Because, you know, yeah, that's right, Fred. Mindfulness, Fred. Fred, mindfulness. Meditation? Have a fucking drugs. Damn straight, mate. Yeah, so I'm going with no material, and then I'll probably just do old material, and then I want to jump in front of the train on the way home. But that's just how it is, mate. That's just how it is. I did a fucking chainsaw, mate. I did a show last night, and it was surprisingly easy. Cold open, you know what I mean? But what am I meant to do? I'm trying to be friendly. They're trying to figure out my accent. I'm trying not to mumble, but I've got like a retarded mouth. Fuck yeah. Anyway, one of the comics said that they've been listening to the podcast, which is nice. It's nice. I swear to God, that actually is nice. It's nice to hear that. It's also embarrassing because I feel like I'm off my leash and I feel like cunts are getting bitten left, right and centre. So watch out. Watch out. I'm a rabid dog. I'm a rabid puppy. I'm an abused puppy. I'm a puppy in the corner that's been abused. That's what stand-up will do to you. You're like an abused puppy. That's what stand-up and unskilled labour will do to you. I'm a fucking mongrel. Yeah, so I better come up with something today. I better be funny, because I'm only doing stand-up at this stage to get clips, so I can put clips on Instagram, so people can like them, and then just people I hate, I just want to compete. It's all about competing. There's no nice feeling anymore. There's nothing. There is just emptiness, and I want to leave someone with a bad taste in their mouth. Who'll I attack today? The Jews? The blacks? Maybe I'll attack... The Irish is so easy to attack because I'm one of them. Although I was thinking of getting a DNA test done. I know that sounds pretty, hacky, but I need content. And whatever I come up as, I'm going to lean in hard. And oh, it'd be so upsetting if it's a Jew. No, because I don't look Irish, innit? And I'm adopted and shit. Yeah, it's really painful to talk about. It's really painful to talk about my adoption story because I never even ask any questions. Whoa, we got sentimental. Anyway, the show went all right last night, and afterwards I was hanging out with some comics and my mate Luke, and we're all talking about how we'd kill ourselves. Everyone said pills. Pills is for pussies. This is what you do, right? I don't know if you've heard this one before, right? You get a car, always a car, punch out the back window, kick out the back window, feed a rope through the back window, a length of rope undetermined. But if you really want to plan ahead, a length of rope that will, as long as it is from a tree to a primary school, that's the distance you want, but you want to hit about 60 miles an hour at the end of the length of the rope. So you're going to employ some fucking Newtonian physics in this one. So if you're a scientist, you're going to have to get your measuring tape out. Anyway, so you feed that rope through the punched out back window of your car and you tie it around a tree. Then you sit in the front seat of your car and you tie the rope around your neck. Now you speed towards that school as the kids are getting let out. And you get decapitated just... I'm only kidding. Guys, I'm only joking around. This is a mental health podcast. Any callers? I'm taking callers. Anyone want to call in with your mental health problems? And I'll on the phone, I'll help you through them. Next. That doesn't sound funny enough. Next. Anyway, I'm trying to bring on psychosis. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm actually trying to... This podcast is my... It's called Breaking Mark, where we just break my mind in two. And we merge another co-host called Racist Mark. And then I just have a schizophrenic conversation with myself. You know what? That's already happened. Sorry, happened, guys. Anyway, what is it? Saturday, May the 13th, 3 p.m. Fuck, I just did a deep clean at the gaff. I just took off my dress and lipstick, you know what I mean? Because that's a lady's job to clean. So I've just kicked off my makeup, my lipstick, my pumps, my fucking budgie smugglers. And I've just sat down as a man again. As a man. There's something about wearing ladies' clothes that makes me want to fucking masturbate on the tube. Oh, I definitely shouldn't be putting this out there. But no one listens to it besides fucking the guy from last night and one other guy. I think there's a few people. Anyway, look, it's just... this is the lab. This is experimental radio. I'm doing experimental radio. I'm doing highly, highly, highly risque experimental radio. And if you don't like it, go suck one. Or get yourself a car and a length of rope in a primary school. Oh, okay. Saturday, May the 13th. On this day. Do you want to fucking... Because you know this is an educational podcast as well as a mental health one. As well as a music appreciation. I'm a trans goth media mongrel. And sometimes we do the news. But we also do history. What's going on? What happened on Saturday, May the 13th, in previous years? 1981. Do you guys want to hear what happened in 1981? Pope John Paul II survived an assassination attempt in St. Peter's Square, Vatican City, in which he was shot and seriously wounded by Mehmet Ali Akra, a Turkish national. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Mehmet, you dirty dog. Mehmet, you couldn't even kill an old man with a gun, you fucking retard. Oh, Mehmet. Well, that's good. I think he looks younger in the picture. Like, I think we used to have younger popes. No, everyone's living really long. Have you noticed? Have you noticed the oldies about? You never see a fat oldie, but have you noticed the coffin dodgers in the street? There's some fucking serious ones, mate. I'm planning on living till like fucking 140, 150. At that stage, I'd probably be able to get a younger man's body. Like from the third world or something. That still works. And I'll just transport my mind into that. And I'll be like the fucking wisest young Chinese kid there is. I'll be like a Chinese kid but with an old Irish man's brain. How unbelievable would that be? I'll go fucking... You know what I'll do straight away? I'll fucking assassinate the Pope and actually make it happen. Because then they'll have lasers. And also, Pope John Paul II. Fucking hell, fair fucks to him, man. It's, you know, it's good to survive an assassination. I need to fucking get someone... I need to do, like, an assassination attempt on my life. That would make this podcast pretty interesting. Have you listened to that podcast about that guy who survived an assassination attempt? Maybe I can set up my own assassination attempt. All right, the phone lines are open. Call me up if you're a budding hitman. And I will, you know, I'll buy you a couple of beers if you do a botched attempt on my life. Anything just to get the clicks, isn't it? I want to be massive on Instagram like the cool comics. I want to be big on TikTok like the cool pedophile comics. Why'd you be on TikTok unless you're trying to fuck children? Answer me that. I nearly said someone's name. I'm getting closer to saying names, I think. Anyway, 1964, American actor and comedian Stephen Colbert, best known as the host of The Colbert Report. He was born. Who gives a fuck? What's this stupid website? I don't give a fuck if Stephen Colbert was born. Give me fucking history, you fucking handy cup. 1960, a Swiss exhibition led by Max Elsinen reached the summit of the Himalayas. Okay, now that's a nice little factoid for you there. Take that home with you. Bring that to the pub later. Tell your friends. Say you fucking read it. Don't even say you heard it there. Say you read it. Come across as a really well-read man or lady or whatever the fuck you have these days. You know what I mean? If you identify as a puppy dog like me, an angry puppy. Ruff, ruff. In 1950, American musician Stevie Wonder, a child prodigy who developed into one of the most creative musical figures, was born. I don't give a fuck if someone was born. Give me if someone was shot and survived. 1940, British politician Winston Churchill faced the House of Commons for the first time as Prime Minister and told members that I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears and sweat. Cunt could talk. Gotta give him that. He looked like he smelled like shit. He's an ugly fucking cunt. I don't know how I feel on Churchill. I haven't read enough into him. I know he was very, very, very nasty to my people. So I can't really... I can never align myself with like British nationality because all I see is a bomb somewhere, you know? But you gotta respect other people's nationality at the same time. That's their thing, isn't it? I'm not just going around fucking slapping the French off your face, you know what I mean? Even if you are just cowards, fucking smelly cowards. Is that what French people are? One of my best mates is French, I can't say shit. 1917. Three children, Lucia de Santos and her cousin Francesco and Jacinta Marto, reported seeing the Virgin Mary near Fatima, Portugal. Sick. Mate, I would love if I fucking saw the Blessed Virgin. That'd be sick if she fucking... Oh man, I want to see the Virgin Mary. That would be the maddest thing ever if she appeared to me. She appeared to me and she started like fingering herself. And she was like, you know what the Virgin Mary is when you break it down though? She's like a 13-year-old Palestinian woman. Girl. Alright, I don't wanna see the Virgin Mary anymore. Okay, the older version of Mary. What age did Mary die? Does anyone? Wait, I'm on it. We're learning how Virgin Mary died. Did she die a virgin? Did Joseph fucking smash her back doors in afterwards? After he was like, when that fucking hippie carpenter that I've adopted moves out, I'm fucking this chick at least once. Since early days of Christianity, have you seen? Symbolize. No one says how she dies. There's no, it just trails off, man. Holy shit, I've opened up a fucking catacomb of here. We don't know how Mary dies. Or else, maybe it is in the article, but I'm not going to read that far down. Well, I'm not going to read that far down. I've been actually watching a lot of comedy there recent. Not a lot, but I've been, you know, checking out some fucking... I've been checking out some specials online because there's so many. And a lot of them, instead of comedy specials, they should be called special comedy because it's fucking retarded. I recommend one though. I recommend Dino Archie. As a toxic but safe is his latest special. He's like one of the funniest guys I ever saw live. But one of the first comedy shows I ever went to, I saw Dino Archie live. It was so fucking funny. Then I gigged with him a few times. He's a black guy from Northern California, but he's based in Vancouver. He should be way bigger than he is, but I don't know. He's fucking good. It's good times anyway. So look at that. I recommend shit. This is a whole cultural spectrum on this fucking podcast. You know, the arts, culture, music, racism, ableism, mindfulness. Whoa. Anyway, I better get to this fucking show. Thanks for sticking with me, even if there's only a few of you guys. It feels nice. I'm doing something, you know? I don't care. It doesn't matter what you do, just do fucking something. You know what I mean? Are you going to do new jokes today, Mark? Probably not, unless I think of something miraculous on the fucking bus. Maybe I'll talk about the Virgin Mary. That dirt bird. It's fucking Mary, the slut. Yeah, guys. Oh, no, it's nice. It's nice. It's nice. It's Saturday, man. It's Saturday. Have a good Saturday. Bless. 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 Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. Yeah.